A high school senior in Plantation, Florida, has broken a gender barrier in sports. Earlier this season, a female played in a game for her high school's varsity football team. This is believed to be the first time that's ever happened in football-crazy Florida. Phil Latzman caught up with the unassuming quarterback, and he has this story.
It's a typical September Friday night at South Plantation High School. The home team, the Paladins, are getting ready to host nearby Fort Lauderdale's Stranahan High School. But there's something, or someone, atypical on the sidelines, where all eyes are on the team's smallest player. It's hard not to notice the blonde ponytail protruding from the back of a helmet in the middle of the huddle. It belongs to 5'5", 140-pound Aaron DiMeglio.
I'm not really a person that likes to be like center of attention all the time, but I mean, and I like to be a part of the team. I don't like to be pulled away from my team. So I just kind of go along with it, you know, and then just go on my regular life.
Erin may not have sought the attention, but she's getting it. Earlier this season, she became the first high school girl to ever play the position of quarterback during a game in Florida. She's even had a chance to throw a pass and complete one, and it's gotten the attention of the local and national media.
When you took those snaps in a real game, did you realize that you were going to be the first girl in a high school game to do that?
Not at all. I just was playing because I love playing. I had no idea that I was the first of this and that. I wasn't intentionally trying to break records. I just did it.
The 17-year-old senior has been playing and throwing a football ever since she could walk. In the fourth grade, she began playing flag football and stood out among the boys.
Okay, let's go!
Doug Gatewood has known Erin since coaching her in flag football. He's now South Plantation's head coach and says this is no publicity stunt.
Football is one of the sports in which if you can play, you're going to play. My goal is to have the best 11 kids on the field at any given time, so she can play.
Erin's dad, Tom DiMeglio, is a police officer in the neighboring town of Davie, Florida, and a former high school player himself. He's nurtured his daughter's love for football for years, but even he was surprised when Erin came to him with an unusual request.
Yeah, when she first came to me and said that the coach wants to know if I could put on some pads and play, and I was like, what was that? The things have changed now, and it's a different time.
For mom Kathleen DiMeglio, it was an even harder sell, but she knew her daughter's passion for the game and quickly relented.
I'm excited for her, and it makes her very happy, and this is fulfilling a dream of her life. And what parent could stand aside and not say they aren't thrilled when their kid gets to fulfill a lifelong dream for her?
There are obstacles, though, on the road to fulfilling that dream. Being around all the guys in such a testosterone-fueled sport could make a girl uncomfortable. But Coach Doug Gatewood says so far it has not been an issue.
There could have been issues, but it wasn't that way. All 50 of them really have no. But here again, she doesn't ask for anything special treatment. When we run, she runs. When we do up downs, she does up downs. I almost forget she's there sometimes, and I kind of notice, wow, I'm really running it, and well, Aaron's really running right with them. So, the boys accept her wholeheartedly.
And it certainly sounds that way.
How do you guys like her as a teammate? Everybody like her?
We love her.
Yeah. She's like one of the guys?
That's my girlfriend.
That's like my sister. Protect her like family.
That's our job to protect
her. My girlfriend, man.
We tell them on the line, that's my girlfriend. You hit her, you're dead.
Does she have a good arm? Oh, this is no messing around, right?
Phenomenal.
She got a better arm than our starting quarterback.
No, that was a joke.
Her parents say they've heard from other girls thanking her for her courage. Erin says she doesn't feel particularly courageous, but if she serves as an inspiration for other young women in her spikes, that's just fine with her.
I never thought of myself as a trendsetter. I just did my own thing. If some girl looked up to me as a role model, I would feel great about that.
Erin's South Plantation Paladins are enjoying a winning season so far. Their next game is against the Hollywood Hills Spartans on October 11th. For Only a Game, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.